Welcome to the O Woman Podcast, where we discuss so many things related to women's sexuality, bodies, thoughts, and lives. We'll talk about everything from our relationships to our orgasms to our children and our ovaries, and we'll share outstanding experiences and ordinary ones. I'm Emma, and a big open welcome to you. Thanks for joining me for the show today. This is episode 79 of the O Woman Podcast, and I thought of this topic today because yesterday was St. Patrick's Day, a day where a lot of people celebrate by drinking beer, going out to bars, drinking with friends, maybe even staying home, but enjoying beer because that's such a thing that we think about when we think about St. Patrick's Day. And so I thought about doing an episode on alcohol and sex and the way those drinking alcohol can kind of be conducive to sex sometimes, in positive and sometimes in negative ways. And just thinking about how, especially if you're looking for different avenues or different tools, in order to be able to kind of get to the sexual place that you want to be in. So for example, have the orgasm you've been wanting to have or that kind of thing. If you're thinking about drinking alcohol to kind of to loosen yourself up for that reason, I wanted to offer the show to you so you just have a better idea of some of the pros and cons of doing that. There's definitely positives, there's definitely negatives, and it depends a lot on how little or how much you're going to be drinking, and how little, how much that's going to affect your body and your mind and the way you feel sexually. So this is sort of a celebration of St. Patrick's Day in a kind of non-conventional way, I guess. So I wanted to start with the positives of the connection between alcohol and sex. So first of all, if you drink, which it's very likely you do, even just a little bit, there's beer, there's wine, there's cider, there's liquor. If you have even just a glass of wine after a hard day's work, as often people do, you notice that you feel more relaxed. Your body kind of settles a bit. You let go of a lot of your muscular tension. And then you also let go of a lot of the things that you're thinking about in your mind, like this worry and that issue and this thing that you have to do or solve or fix. So that's one really great thing about drinking alcohol. Now, I feel like there's a difference in the way my body and my mind responds to different alcohols. And it changes depending probably on my cycle during the month or just my mood at the time or even the season, honestly. Pay attention to the way different alcohols make you feel. Do some make you feel a little more sad? Do some make you feel a little bit more lively and happy? Do some make you feel more relaxed than others? So that's a really interesting thing to pay attention to. But in addition to feeling physically relaxed and kind of slowed down a little bit, you sometimes feel sexually loosened up. And this is related to feeling physically relaxed. But I honestly think when you drink, some of your inhibitions are lowered. Even if you're with a partner you've been with for a long time or someone you're comfortable with, you feel more inclined to express yourself sexually with that person once you've been drinking a little bit. You know, even just a glass of wine, you feel more inclined to be more physically close and touch each other more and even be more romantic and that kind of thing. So you might think that drinking a beer could be good to calm you down, to help you encounter your first sexual experience with a person in a new relationship, or you might think it would be a good idea to kind of calm you down and, like I said before, get you to a place where you feel more relaxed, more open, less preoccupied with issues when you're trying to get where you want to be with having orgasms or something like that, for example. So there's a couple different things that you can be looking for here. So like I said, alcohol is going to help you physically relax a little bit, and it's going to help you kind of sexually loosen up and make you start thinking kind of more along those lines without as many hang-ups, without as many issues getting in the way. Your brain is going to kind of go more solidly towards thinking about sex and have less roadblocks in the way that distract you sometimes, like you have to do this, you have to do that, or I'm too tired, or this kind of thing. And like I said, it also makes you feel looser emotionally, and it makes you let go of a lot of tension in your psyche. So it makes you feel less concerned with the preoccupations that you might have. And a lot of this, too, has to do with the way you feel about your body, which is really nice. I notice that when I drink a little bit, or a moderate amount, I suppose, I feel sexier. And I know I don't look any different and I don't probably act that different, but I just feel somehow more at home in my own body, because a lot of things happen to us during the day that make us feel disconnected from our bodies sometimes. We don't really commune with our bodies and think about what they are to us. We spend a lot of time using them as tools, kind of getting to work, going to school, taking care of our families, that kind of thing. And so the ability to slow you down and relax you and calm you down, I feel like is one of the things that makes you feel sexier, because it kind of makes you think, man, my body is really fantastic. And the way the blood kind of flows through your veins feels a little more tingly and a little more alive. And so it makes you more aware of the different body parts that you have. And, you know, even if it's just your arms and your legs and your butt, who knows? It still makes you feel a little bit sexier. To me, it also makes, like I said, with the tingly skin, it makes your skin feel more sensitive. And I don't know if it actually makes your skin feel more sensitive, but it makes your understanding of your skin feel more sensitive. So you're more aware of things that touch you or move up against you. You're more aware of all things that involve your body, which is a really cool thing. And it's a really introspective thing too, which is really nice. So now that we've talked about some of the overall positives of drinking alcohol around your sexuality and your time to have sex with yourself or your partner, I want to talk about some of the negatives. One of the things about alcohol is that it is a depressant, which means it depresses the system. So it kind of slows it down, like we talked about before, which can be relaxing. But it can also, depending on your mood at the time, it can also make you feel a little bit sad. I mean, we all know the story of the really tough guy who decides he's going to go out drinking with his friends, and he gets drunk and he just ends up crying about someone he misses at the end of the night. That's like a classic kind of joke story. But I mean, alcohol can make you cry. It can make some of your emotions come out. Because also you have less, you know, you have less preoccupations with, how do they think about me now that I'm crying or looking upset, or, you know, there's less of a barrier to getting down to some of the deeper thoughtful things that you have to think about yourself or about your life. So it could go that way. It just depends on how much you have to drink and what you're feeling like at the time. Sometimes I know that it's not good for me to drink anything because I'll just sort of feel sad, and I'm not sad, but it's just somehow that it's tapping into that part of my psyche during that time. So you kind of have to be careful with it, because you don't want to start to feel sad around a sexual occasion. You don't want to. You want it to be a happy, positive, good time. Another thing that I mentioned about the positive part is that sometimes your skin is more sensitive. But on the flip side of that, there's less fruit from your labors sexually sometimes. So your skin feels more sensitive. So everything feels better if you're having sex. But sometimes things feel further away, like the goal you're searching for. So if you're drinking a little bit to calm yourself down, to feel like you can get in the zone to have an orgasm, it might also, potentially, depending on how much you drink, make it harder for you to have an orgasm. Because even though things feel more sensitive and great, somehow that elusive orgasm feels further away and it's harder to get there. And it's like that for women, and it's also like that for men when you think about the phrase whiskey dick, or, you know, when their penis won't get hard, you know, they're just having issues. They're really turned on and they're into it, but it just isn't working correctly. And it depresses your system. Of course, it makes sense. So I feel like it's the same kind of reason why your genitals and his genitals might not really be in the right spot for that. I know that when I drink more than like a glass of wine, it's a lot harder for me to have an orgasm, and I've gotten better over the years, I think, of sort of overcoming that hurdle. But sometimes it just doesn't happen, as opposed to in a regular situation, there's a much greater chance I'm going to be able to have one, and I can sort of tell. So that's something to think about. But I think it's different for everyone. So if you're thinking about trying out some wine before you have sex to see if that loosens you up, make sure you try it. It's worth trying. It's better to try and fail at something than to not try it at all, because you never know what the outcome is going to be. Another thing that can be negative about drinking around having sex, during the time of having sex, is you might fall asleep a lot easier and feel super relaxed after you have sex. But there's still a chance that after that you're going to wake up in the middle of the night. I notice this happens with me. because alcohol has some sort of chemical thing in it. I need to look up the name, but that it kind of depresses the system and it makes you slow down. It makes you feel sleepy. But then at about 4 or 5 hours after you've had the drink, your body goes, oh, time to wake up. It does something to your system and it kind of recharges it. But you don't wake up really feeling that rested, which is unfortunate. So you might fall asleep easily afterwards and you might feel really snuggly and really cozy, but you also might kind of wake up at 4 a.m. and think, crap, like I don't feel rested and why am I awake all of a sudden? Another thing about drinking, but mostly drinking too much, is that if you're involved in foreplay that is a longer than usual amount of foreplay, or just, you know, foreplay that's of any time, you might feel sleepy during foreplay. I know that's the case with me. Even though foreplay is so fun, and I'm really paying attention, and I really like it, I still all of a sudden, because you're laying down, you think, I'm so tired, I should just go to sleep now. Could we try to do both at once? Sometimes I'll think this in my head. Could we have sex and be asleep at the same time? No, that seems really hard. But that's something that runs through my mind sometimes after having had a couple glasses of wine, and it's already late, you're already tired, you know, you've worked hard all week, or you worked hard all day. So that can be a negative thing, that if you don't have the right amount of excitement and adrenaline in the situation, you're not maybe going to stay awake the whole time, or at least you're not going to feel like it. And then lastly, one of the really big negatives, because all these other negatives are just temporary negatives, but one of the really big negatives about alcohol and sex is you're much more inclined to make risky choices, both as far as sexual safety goes with STDs and pregnancy and things like that, but you're also more likely, when you've been drinking, to be in a situation where someone could take advantage of you. I heard something on the radio the other day where they were talking about making sure that bartenders were aware of some of the warning signs of a woman, particularly a woman, being too drunk, or of people, particularly men, hitting on her in a creepy way or getting too close to her and she didn't like it, or even of like kind of being sketchy and maybe kind of being near her drink, like maybe they're going to put a roofie in it or something like that. So that's something to think about. And that's especially something to think about if you're going to a public place. If you're just hanging around your house and you're drinking with your partner or with a group of friends, there's much less of a chance that that's going to go wrong. But there's still a chance because, you know, maybe there will be some miscommunication, or you'll agree to do something and you don't really want to do it, but you agreed to do it because you were drinking and it seemed fun at the time, and then halfway through you're thinking, I don't want to do this. So it's harder to kind of stand up for yourself, it's harder to get your point across, and it's also harder to size up situations, especially in public, about safety issues and to make good decisions about that kind of thing. Like, for example, never drink and drive. Always have someone that you trust with you, preferably someone who is much less drunk than you, of course, and make sure that you take care of each other, whether it's one of your best guy friends or, you know, a girlfriend of yours. So that to me is the longest lasting negative thing, is it increases your risk of being sexually abused. I heard the statistic during the story that I heard on the radio, that said that about half, this is just a guesstimation, but about half of, all sexual assaults occur around drinking, which makes sense because, desires go up, inhibitions go down, and there's a lot of, you know, interesting emotions kind of rolling through people. So make sure that you're safe in that situation. But do keep in mind some of the pros, you know, and don't forget about what some of the cons are, but keep in mind the pros and think about if this is something that you want to see about while getting frisky. Think about if it's going to be good for you, if it's going to be good for your body, if it's going to be good for your awareness and acceptance of your sexuality and trying to kind of get more animally linked to your desires. And I encourage you to try it out. Be safe. Don't drink very much. And start from scratch and just see if it seems at all worth your time. I'll wager that it is at least fun, even if there's no big finale. So, as always, I am not a medical doctor, so I'm not saying you should necessarily do this, you know, do it if you want to. I'm just talking about options that you have that are open to you, about if you think drinking wine or beer after you get home from work is going to relax you enough to enter into your next sexual situation with someone in a really open, excited way. we can always benefit from new experiences and from new awarenesses of ourselves and our sexual selves. So keep that in mind. Thank you so much for listening to the show, as usual. Make sure you check out the website, awomanpodcast.com. Check us out on Facebook, A Woman Podcast, and iTunes. Subscribe there. And I will talk to you next time. Bye.